International students represent an important revenue stream for many Australian universities. More than 500,000 students hold Australian visas, mostly from China, but also with large numbers from India, Vietnam, Brazil, and South Korea. Government figures show they bring more than $30 billion to Australia's economy in a normal year. Of course, it's a very different story this year. Australia's borders have been closed since last March. According to the group Professionals in International Education, about a third of student visa holders have been stuck outside the country. Some government officials are looking to ease their reentry, possibly creating exemptions for vaccinated students or creating charter flights and specific quarantine facilities. Leaders of different states have varying positions on this. The Premier of New South Wales, home to Sydney, has been urging the federal government to bring students back. The Premier of Victoria, home to Melbourne, says achieving that in 2021 would be incredibly challenging, if not impossible. Meanwhile, a growing number of students are simply looking elsewhere. The publication Inside Higher Education quotes an Oxford academic who says it may take 5 years or longer for Australia's international student enrollment to return to levels of 2019. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.